leaving. Wait for me to say goodbye. If you don't believe I'm leaving, wait for me to say goodbye. It's too cold round here, you know the reason why.
The 1970s weren't exactly the best of times for blues in the U.S. Disco was in full swing, and rock supergroups were filling stadiums and arenas across the country. But in the small university town of Ann Arbor, Michigan, the blues were alive and well. That's where, in 1977, club owner Jerry Del Giudice and his friend Edward Schmalewski turned the Blind Pig Cafe into one of today's most prolific independent blues labels. Blind Pig, now based in San Francisco, California, first garnered attention with recordings by blues masters Muddy Waters, Pine Top Perkins, James Cotton, Snooky Pryor, and Buddy Guy and Junior Wells.
I buzzed your bell this morning because you had your elevator money slow down. I buzzed your bell, little girl, I want you to take me up on your a third floor. But I hold on my hands. Lord, I'm trying to make my baby understand.
The Buddy Guy and Junior Wells album, Drinkin' TNT and Smokin' Dynamite, is one of Blind Pig's all-time best-selling releases, as well as albums by Magic Slim, Charlie Musselwhite, Elvin Bishop, and the late Luther Allison. But there have been other groundbreaking titles by artists outside the realm of blues, including the Gospel Hummingbirds, Chubby Carrier, the Rounders, and Reverend Billy C. Wirtz. The so-called deep-fried and sanctified piano man, Reverend Billy C. Wirtz, brings some comic relief and a keen sense of boogie-woogie blues into the Blind Pig fold. Wirtz displays his talent on Jerry Rig, from his recent Blind Pig debut, Sermon from Bethlehem. In addition to its 30th anniversary collection, featuring 33 acclaimed blues and American roots artists, Blind Pig Records has been celebrating all year with the legendary Rhythm and Blues Review Tour. Four of the label's top contemporary blues artists are featured on the tour, including Bay Area blues rock guitarist Tommy Castro. I'm Doug Levine.